morning. It's April 3rd, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a groundbreaking move, over 200 luminaries from the music and entertainment sectors, including household names like Billie Eilish, J Balvin, and Katy Perry, are taking a stand against the use of artificial intelligence in a way that could potentially replace human creativity or unfairly compensate artists. This collective action signals a pivotal moment in the ongoing dialogue about the intersection of technology and human artistry in the music industry. The Artist Rights Alliance is spearheading this movement with a petition that has garnered support from an impressive roster of artists, including Katy Perry, Billie Eilish, and Miranda Lambert. This petition is a direct appeal to AI companies and digital music service platforms, urging them to halt the development or utilization of AI tools that could devalue the work and rights of human artists. A letter, making waves on Medium, articulates the concerns of these artists, emphasizing the dangers of AI in potentially exploiting artists' voices, violating creators' rights, and destabilizing the music ecosystem. Notably, figures such as Nicki Minaj and Smokey Robinson have lent their voices to this cause, advocating for protective legislation. The state of Tennessee has already responded with a law safeguarding music professionals from AI-related threats, with similar legislative efforts underway at the federal level and in other states. The music industry behemoth, Universal Music Group, has recognized the disruptive nature of AI, which has influenced its business negotiations, notably with TikTok, leading to the removal of UMG's music from the platform. Additionally, the Recording Academy has introduced restrictions on AI-related submissions for its awards, though it stops short of completely excluding music or creators that collaborate with AI. This cautious stance reflects broader industry concerns over AI's impact on creativity and compensation, underscored by past expressions of worry from icons like Queen's Brian May and Bad Bunny over AI's influence on music and its potential to undermine human artistry. The entertainment world mourns the loss of a comedic luminary. Joe Flaherty, a foundational figure in sketch comedy and beloved actor, has passed away at the age of 82 following a brief illness, leaving a legacy that has touched both peers and fans alike. Flaherty's career spanned several decades, during which he became known for his versatile performances on SCTV, Freaks and Geeks, and in films such as Back to the Future Part 2 and Happy Gilmore. His ability to embody a wide range of characters, combined with a knack for celebrity impressions, made him a standout figure in the world of comedy. A founding member of the groundbreaking SCTV, Flaherty's influence extended beyond the screen, shaping the genre of sketch comedy as we know it today. In a touching tribute, his daughter Gudrun reflected on her father's passion for classic cinema and the profound impact he had on her life, painting a picture of a man who was as remarkable off-screen as he was on it. Tributes from industry giants like Adam Sandler and Martin Short have poured in, each highlighting Flaherty's comedic genius and the warmth he brought to every interaction. Joe Flaherty's passing is not just the loss of a comedic talent, but the departure of a kind-hearted soul who made the world laugh. His legacy, marked by laughter and kindness, leaves an indelible mark on the comedy landscape. Flaherty is survived by his loving family, including his two children, Gabriel and Gudrun, who carry forward the legacy of their father's remarkable life and career. In a landmark achievement that underscores the immense value of music and performance, global pop star Taylor Swift has officially joined the ranks of billionaires. With a net worth now pegged at $1.1 billion by Forbes, Swift's financial success is a testament to her unparalleled influence in the music industry. This makes her the first musician to amass such wealth primarily through her music and performances, setting her apart in the realm of global entertainment. Swift's journey to billionaire status has been fueled by a diverse portfolio of income streams. Her wealth is attributed to royalties, touring, her expansive music catalog, and a strategic investment in real estate. These ventures have not only solidified her financial standing, but have also allowed her to break numerous records along the way. From achieving the highest-grossing music tour to topping the charts with her albums, Swift's career is a series of unprecedented milestones. One of Swift's most significant moves has been re-recording her back catalog, a strategic decision aimed at regaining control over her master recordings. This initiative reflects her commitment to artistic autonomy and has been met with widespread acclaim. Additionally, her recent accolades include setting a Guinness World Record for the highest-grossing music tour and being named the biggest-selling global recording artist of 2023 by the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry. Swift's ascent to billionaire status places her in an elite group of celebrities, including Rihanna and Jay-Z, who have also achieved this financial milestone through their respective ventures in beauty and music. Taylor Swift's achievement is not just a personal victory but a historic moment for the music industry, showcasing the potential for artists to reach unparalleled heights of success through their creativity and business acumen. In a turn of events that caught the attention of fans and critics alike, Lizzo has set the record straight about her recent "I quit" statement. Far from stepping back from her music career or her social media platforms, the pop sensation clarified that her departure was from the negative energy surrounding her, not the spotlight. The backdrop of this clarification comes amid a swirl of controversy. Lizzo finds herself at the center of allegations, which she has vehemently denied. These include claims of discrimination and sexual harassment, all of which she has dismissed as part of what she terms an absurd publicity lawsuit. Despite these challenges, Lizzo's commitment to her music and her message of self-acceptance remains unshaken. She continues to face fat shaming and online mockery with a resilient stance, emphasizing the importance of positivity and self-love. Moreover, Lizzo is not backing down in the legal arena. She is actively appealing a court ruling related to a lawsuit brought against her by former backup dancers. This move underscores her determination to clear her name and continue her journey in the music industry without the cloud of these allegations hanging over her. Through it all, Lizzo reassures her fans that she is here to stay, committed to her art and the empowering message it carries. In an exciting development for fans of the 2019 blockbuster Joker, a sequel titled Joker Folie à Deux has been officially announced. This time, the spotlight shines on Lady Gaga, who will star alongside Joaquin Phoenix under the direction of Todd Phillips. The sequel promises a rich tapestry of music, featuring at least 15 cover songs and original music, with a trailer set to drop on April 9th. The narrative deep dives into the complex transformation of Harley Quinn, from Dr. Harleen Quinzel to the Joker's notorious accomplice, with pivotal scenes unfolding in the eerie corridors of Arkham Asylum. Joining the dynamic duo of Phoenix and Gaga are Zazie Beetz, Catherine Keener, and Brendan Gleeson, adding depth to an already stellar cast. Warner Brothers has amped up the anticipation by releasing the first poster, showcasing the iconic duo of Phoenix's Joker and Gaga's Harley Quinn. Mark your calendars for October 4th, 2024, as Joker Folie à Deux hits theaters, rumored to be a groundbreaking musical with a budget that dwarfs its predecessor. The original Joker film not only set box office records, crossing the $1 billion mark, but also clinched an Academy Award for Joaquin Phoenix. With such a monumental success behind it, the sequel's doubled budget and the inclusion of musical elements signal an ambitious and potentially genre-defining project. As fans eagerly await the trailer, the sequel's development, confirmed by Phillips in 2022 alongside Gaga's animated social media announcement, promises to build on the dark, compelling world that captivated audiences worldwide. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.